Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, we so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, we so fly. Yeah. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me A.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rod One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But today, you know, like I like to do at least once a month, man. I like to just get on here and just have conversation with the people. You know what I'm saying? So tonight I don't have no guests. But we're going to go through a few things tonight, right? So, I just want y'all to bear with me, hang in here, all right? Because we're going to get through some things tonight. I want to be completely honest with y'all. It's a lot to recap, right? It's a lot that happened already throughout the week, and there's a lot that happened last week, right? So we want to get to that, right? And I want to talk to the people a little bit. So before I do any of that, let me do like I always do, give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, because y'all the real MVPs. I say that each and every week, man, that I get up here, that, yo, it's such an honor to have people that really want to download and hear what you got to say, hear what you're saying to the people, hear the conversations that you're having with your guests, as well as when I don't have guests, they go out there and they still check me out. So double salute to y'all. I definitely appreciate y'all as always. Ways, all right? You know what I'm saying? Got to make sure we get that out. Here's what I'm going to do tonight, because somebody told me, they was like, yo, Rod, you need to start sharing your live, right? So I was like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'd be so engrossed in doing the show, because you got to kind of think about it, y'all. You know, I don't have a producer, you know what I'm saying, at this particular point in time, you know? I do everything, you know, solo. Right. But it's still cool. Right. Because what I'm doing is, at least to me, this is what I feel like. I feel like, you know, what I'm doing is giving myself the opportunity to know exactly everything that needs to be done. So when it's time to hire the right people and put them in perspective and place, I know exactly what needs to be done. And I don't have to second guess or question anything that has to go through when it comes to the platform. Right. Because we're going to keep pushing. And, you know, I just hope, you know, a lot of people out there that start a platform or whatever, yo, get out there, man, get to it, yo, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to, like, you know what I'm saying, really step out there on the limb and take it seriously, right? Because even, like, tonight, being that my guests have to cancel don't mean that the show can't go on. So for those of y'all that's going to watch tonight, those of y'all that's watching right now, y'all know what to do. The comments will be wide open. Right. So right now I'm sharing my joint because I want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I get it out there to as many people, because I heard that a couple people been hitting me up and it was like, yo, Rod, man, you know what I'm saying? When you go live, just share your live. And I'll be like, all right, bet. That's what I'm going to do. So right now I'm just sharing my live with people, just, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that they know that we out here, because by request, you know, people said they wanted me to share my live. So that's what we're doing. All right. So, all right. So we live right now. That's what we doing. All right. So got to give a shout out to the people that help support the platform already. Let's give a double shout out to Second Round, y'all. Y'all know the Bob Second Round. Make sure y'all click the link in the description, man, if y'all need more information on Second Round. Second Round does so much for, you know, your health overall. So we want to make sure that y'all check them out. All right. Let's see here, yo. All right. And then, so now we know we got Java Burn. Super shout out to Java Burn. All right. Y'all know what to do for all my coffee drinkers out here. If you need a little extra boost in your coffee, if you're a person that like to walk on the weekends, you like to get up early, you like to get those steps in. If you're that person and you need a little extra boost in your coffee, then you know Java Burn is for you. All right. So y'all go check the link. Click the link, check out what they got going on, and go ahead and start burning now, yo. All right. So Y'all know if you guys are into smell goods, right? If you're into smelling good and you're not, the alcohol version does a few things to your body. It dries you out. Some people are allergic. Then y'all know what to do, man. I want y'all to hit up Aroma Air because they got the oil fragrance sprays. You know what I'm saying? The link is in the description. And y'all check them out. The oil is based with aloe. So, you know, unless you got an allergy to aloe, this would be dope. It could sit on your skin, you know, and the whole nine. If it get on your clothes, it's easily washed out. It don't discolor your clothes and all that other stuff. So, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all check them out, all right? And then last but not least, man, y'all know Collective Wear in the building, man. Collective Wear got the new design, the Him Duncan and the Himothy shirt line, right? For the guys out here that really know that they them. Right? You don't need no validation. You don't need nobody to come around and tell you who you are. You know exactly who you are. When they ask you who you are, I'm M. Duncan. I'm Himothy. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing out here. So double shout out to them. And Sparking Conversation, y'all know the vibe. Collective Wear in the building. Y'all click the link, hit the shop, and go through there, man, and support the brand. You know what I'm saying? So let me go to the comments real quick, see what's going on. The Ro Show, what up, yo? What's going on, fam? Let me see. Let me see what you're saying, yo. Fam been super busy the last few weeks and missed the show when it goes live the last couple of weeks. It's been catching up. Yo, man, definitely appreciate you, man. Much love for sure. And don't forget, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to schedule you on, bro. We got to get you on, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's just figure this out, right? Because I want to get you on, man, so we could talk through some of this stuff, right? Word. So tonight, I want all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, is watching tonight. I want y'all to roll through this with me tonight, right? Because this is very important, the way that I'm about to say, right? You know, I understand that it's some type of conspiracy going on out here where, you know, the racism thing is really heating up even more now. To the point where people don't even want to understand perspective anymore. Like, they just looking for the reasons to be separate, and they're using race as a base for it. Instead of people actually pointing out the obvious and situations that happen, people are really just really, 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 you know, honing in on the point of things being about racism. Right? And about black and white only, like black and white or brown and white people, Caucasian, whatever you want to call the people, right? Like, they the only two race of people that's here in America or in the world, especially in America. And then that's why we should all understand a psyop when we see one. But we don't, because emotions, right? You got a bunch of grown people out here really, really, really getting in their emotions about things that they really feel like is racial. And I'm like, yo, we could be able to point out the obvious in things without people think that a person is going one way or the other. Listen, let me be the first to admit it to all the people that's watching right now, to anybody that's going to watch this right here, to all the white people in America. Listen, for those of us that look like me, let me be completely honest with you. When we walk outside our doors every day, you're not the one that we fear every day. Trust me. That's not how that goes. The people that will harm me, you know what I'm saying? The people who would do harm to me first before I have to worry about any Caucasian person is the people who look like me. The people who look like me will harm me first before any other race of people out here in this world. And that's a fact. And I understand, excuse me. And I understand that in some situations, a lot of people have dealt with racial injustice and other different things. So I'm not saying that racism don't exist, but what I'm saying that racism is personal. At this particular point, we can't say that all of America is racist right now. We can't say that. We can't even say that back then. Because let me be honest with y'all, man. If everybody really do their history and they really get out here and they check things out, you would know that it hasn't been a revolution that involved black people where white people, some white person or white people did not help. Let's take this for example. Let's take Harriet Tubman for example. Let's just talk about this for example, because at the end of the day, she was responsible for leading a bunch of slaves up the Mississippi River to their freedom, right? To get as far north as possible where black people were free, right? So do you not know that from the story, from what we were told, you know what I'm saying? They had to move at night, right? They wasn't moving in the daytime. So when they was getting to certain places and certain times when they know people was looking for them, they had to hide somewhere. So where was they hiding at? So that means that Harriet Tubman had to have connections with white people, because the white people are the ones who owned the houses, who had all the lands, who had all these, that was the people who owned it. So what are you saying to me? If there were slaves at that time, then slaves wasn't owning nothing in the South. So in order for them to be able to get from where they are to get to the North where they needed to be, as successful as however many runs she did, with as many people as she was able to help, she still had to have help along the way. And that's just one example. It's a bunch of other examples, right, where there are people who don't agree with everything just because they look like the people that may be doing something. We, as a brown and black people in this country, let me be completely clear to all the white people out here, listen. We understand that the person that's going to hurt us the worst is the people who look like us. That's happening each and every day. You don't have to be a person that don't understand that we should be able to talk about things from that perspective. And I'm saying all that to say this. Let's go through this real quick, because look, I made a comment about Carmelo Anthony. We all know the story. The young kid who was at the track meet under a tent because it was raining. Supposedly, it was two twin brothers that came up to bully him, and then boom, something happened where they wound up touching him, pushing him, doing whatever. Little man backed out, pulled out his knife, and he jabbed my man, and now he's no longer with us, right? So boom. He was locked up under a really, really high bond. And then so now what's going on is, when I mentioned that, I was mentioning it from, if anybody want to go to my TikTok, and you could go anywhere that you follow me at. You could go look at the clip yourself. It's titled Carmelo Anthony. And in that, because most people don't go get the full context, what they do, which is what it's for. That's why the reels are created. That's why I create the reels. So it makes people want to go hear the whole conversation, or go at least figure out what I was meaning if you don't get it, because it's there. You get what I'm saying? I can't get everything out in a minute. It's a 60-second clip, right? So let's put it to you like this. When I was mentioning from Carmelo Anthony, I was trying to compare it to the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. Like, listen, if Lil Man went to the track meet or whatever and he had a knife, I'm sure it wasn't just for that person. It was for anybody. So somewhere along the line, we got to figure out what's going on in Lil Man's life, if that's something that people care about. Right now, nobody cares about that. They just care about the fact that he killed somebody. All right, boom, let's just say that. But then when it came to Kyle Rittenhouse, we like, yo, he chose to go to a rally with the weapon. So now you got people on my post because I compared the two. I'm saying, we're talking about two young men here, right, that lives are forever changed. It don't matter what color they are. And I think that's the point. That's the point I was trying to make. We only make it something when it has something to do with black and white people. Like, that's it. Like, long as it happened that way, then it's national news. Everything is going on. But when it happens, when it's black on black or when it's white on white, none of that stuff is going to make the news. None of that stuff is going to be a big outrage. None of that shit. It's only when they could use fuel to put to the fire to keep us more separated out here in this world, man. Out right here where we are in the United States for some reason. Like, this is what they like to do. They like to keep us in a place of discord just because of white and black people, just because of the history of white people. We get it. White people used to own slaves. They treated them like shit. Okay. But we also understand that when it came down to the slaves, or the ones that was so-called captured, whatever, they wasn't captured. They were sold. Right? So it was other people that look like you selling you to people who don't. It's the same thing that go on right now. And like, why won't we get that? Like, that's the thing that I keep trying to say. And then, yeah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of us. And now, if not all of us that was here, man, we was already here before all that other shit, yo. I'm going to stand on that. My goal, my thing is not to make nobody believe that or not. My thing is that you could go figure this out for yourself. All it takes is a little DNA test. That's it. You ain't got to believe me. You ain't got to argue with me. You ain't got to go back and forth with me. But my point about all that, let me say this. Just because I said that about Carmelo Anthony, and my point was about the fact that it was like that. I'm going to read to y'all, right, some of the comments. Now, I could have just signed in, shared my screen and all that other shit. But see, here's the thing. When it comes down to some things, I don't even want people to go see the name of people and even reach out to them and give them no love. Because I know there are people who would do that, right? They would do that and go on there and be like, yo, what you talking about? This, that, and the third. And I could use the engagement. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, that's not what it's about. We don't want to go about it that way, right? We want to make sure that if somebody really got something to say, let them say it. But I ain't going to antagonize them to say something. So let me read these, y'all. So based on me putting that comment up, let me just read to y'all some of the things that people say. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. A lot of these people, they ain't got no photo or nothing on these comments that they made to me. But let me read to y'all some of the comments that these people made to me. Now, because I'm talking about the fact of the comparing it to Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually took a weapon somewhere to a rally, as what I was saying about Carmelo Anthony, who actually had a weapon on him and he took it to the track meet. I don't understand why people don't get that. You don't understand that's similar? A weapon is a weapon. They was unprepared for if something happened, they was going to defend themselves with the weapon. Why is that not the same? Right. But because I compared to two, let me tell you how ignorant and how separated they want us and how brainwashed a lot of people are. Because even with me saying that and mentioning Kyle Rittenhouse, you got all these people who was coming in my comments really upset and talking crazy to me because I compared the two. So check this out. You got this one person who put up there. It's not a race thing. He was in the wrong 10. He was in the wrong 10 times with an illegal knife. Now, that's his perspective, right? Lil Man had an illegal knife, but nobody's going to take into consideration that he got pushed. Now, I don't know where in the rule book of life that you ever can just, because you do something, somebody's going to do the same thing to you. No, once you cross a line to people, you got to be open to whichever way they retaliate, regardless. You can't say because the Lil Man got pushed, he should have just pushed him back. Why wouldn't we say he should have kept his hands to himself? That would have been the more responsible thing to do. Yeah, it's tragic that he lost his life. Yeah, it's tragic that Lil Man had the knife on him. But at the end of the day, it's a thing out here when they say, keep your hands to yourself. That's the number one thing that we all should be on. Keep your hands to yourself. Now, with Kyle Rittenhouse, if y'all are saying that he really was getting shot at or he was getting hit and all the others, the reason why he was shooting at people, okay. But my thing is that he went there with a gun. So if he had a gun, he was prepared to retaliate in that manner for whatever happened. Why is that not the same thing? I do not know. But for all y'all out there that's in your feelings, be in my comments thinking that means something, I'm telling y'all it don't. Word, I don't be feeling no way because y'all feel a way about not understanding context and perspective and understand as adults, man. You got to be willing to, if it's something is wrong, it's wrong. Word, you can't be sitting up here being mad because a cat calling out wrong. Let me read another one. One person up here said he wasn't defending himself. Clearly, he was defending himself. Okay. Another person says, I guess they were trying to say, because I said the young man is no, he was unalive, because I don't like to use the M word and all that other stuff on these platforms, because when you use these words, they flag your content and do all this other stuff. So saying unalive is only like we use with slang. You know exactly what I mean. So this person up here, because I used that, they decided to go on there and say, unalloyed is not a word. And I agree with them. You right, because I ain't say that dumb shit. You should learn how to spell. If you're going to try to be funny, at least spell right or spell check. Like, come on, man, you corny. All right, let me just say another one. Now, this was interesting. This one comment, a person said, where's Crump and Sharpton? I'm surprised they're absent. Because, you know, a lot of times when these big, high-profile people come out, it come out during these times when it's a real big racist thing, but not when it's, you know, around the way. You know what I'm saying? Little man on little man from the same neighborhood, when it's not a black and white thing, y'all. All right? So another person put up there, he murdered an unarmed child, irregardless of what I'm saying. And that's what we be saying when things happen with the police. It's the same thing we said about Tamir Rice. That's the same thing we could say about George Floyd. You can sit up here and say, oh, he was a crackhead or he was a drug addict and he was all this and he had all that bad going on. Okay. All right, but why is it up to anybody else to say he was supposed to die because he had problems or he had issues? He still shouldn't have been on his neck with the knee. It don't matter, right? You already had him down. You already had him subdued. You know, you got mad shit on your little latinity belt, and I say that all the time. Right. And not only that, check this out. You know what I'm saying? In the way that they could have wrapped him up with those little, it's so much stuff they could have did to him where he could just go to jail, serve the time, whatever he did wrong. Not that somebody had to stand there with their knee on his neck until he could no longer breathe. That is not something that you get to decide. You get what I'm saying? It's so many people who have now found God that had a life from before that you would never think that they would have changed their life around and become these type of citizens. They all had to go through their process. You never know one day down the future because all of this stuff would have happened to him that he couldn't have changed his life around. We don't know that about people. We're not in people's journey. We're in our own journey. And we can't judge and jury a person for where they are in that moment, especially not to say whether they need to live or die. And that's what I'm saying. Regardless of how wrong people think George Floyd was for whoever he was, that's fine. You say whatever. It don't matter, but the police officer had no business choking him out. That's all I'm saying. Till he could not breathe, till he's not here no more. That's not what we paid him for. That's not what the tax money go for, period. Not to go around here doing that, killing unarmed civilians. The same thing we said about Tamir Rice. The same thing we said about Trayvon Martin. Right? You know what I'm saying? Little man, Dermot Halftime. You know, just imagine. Like, we saying these things. The same thing that y'all are saying about these things, we are saying the same thing when it happens to us in our community. It shouldn't be no discord about that. It shouldn't be a black versus white thing about that. It shouldn't be where y'all are on my comments like this, saying shit like this. Let me say y'all what I'm saying. This one person said, because I compared the two, he said, well, Kyle Rittenhouse did actually defend himself from attackers, and it was three of them. He had a rifle. Wow. Okay, so everybody keeps saying that Carmelo Anthony had no business being under the tent. But I'm saying then, what was the purpose for him going to the rally? If that's the case. If you're saying that people, freedom of speech, that they could go protest, okay. So where is it written that he couldn't be under the tent? It's the same thing. But instead of you being separate or instead of you actually looking at it from the more logical perspective and saying it from a more respectable perspective, people are sitting up here trying to find a way to be separate and talk about it from a racial standpoint and make it about that when it's not about that. Yeah, it may look like that, but I believe that when it comes down to it, if anybody would have pushed little man or did whatever they did to him, whatever he was going through in life, he was ready to stab somebody. It didn't matter what the race of the person is. We only make it that because it is that, but it ain't about that. It's about whatever happens. So if you don't feel like he was defending himself, that's fine, right? But we do know that somebody did something to him first, no matter what. Right? One other person put up here, he defended himself like a coward. Now he's a coward, but Kyle Rittenhouse not, because he was attacked by more than two people, but he not. That's my only point. This is how you know that it's either people are paid to antagonize based on certain taglines and things like that, or it's just bots out here, or it's real ignorant people out here, because a lot of these people, like I said, they don't have no picture. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no profile picture. You don't know what they look like and all that other shit. And then some of these other people, they could have took anybody's profile picture. It ain't really them. But, you know, when we do stuff like this, it'd be really us. So that's why you can't engage with people in your comments when they're negative like this. But this also goes to show you about propaganda and about how social media and through social media, they use situations like this to try to get you in discord, to try to get you in defending yourself. Like, you know, you really got to defend yourself against an anonymous person who don't even feel like strong enough to be stand on their opinion to the point where they can't. You know what I'm saying? Show themselves and who they are. I'm going to get into a few more comments, but let me get into the comments on the show, man. Let's see. It's the Roe Show. And it was like, yo, I'm Hispanic, and as many other minorities have experienced firsthand racism, it's a real issue, and we should all be extremely pissed. It's been used as a pawn to win political arguments, and that's a fact. So I'm not the only one that feels this way. This is a real thing. Whenever they want to try to get somebody against somebody, that's what they're doing. So because look at the Democratic Party today. Like, everything that's going on is they trying to make it a black and white thing. They trying to make it a minority thing. Just put it like that. Black people just being used. Right. But they're trying to make it a minority thing. So they putting in LGBT and all the other letters. They putting in transgender is the T. So they putting that in there, DEI and all these other things. They're hiding behind black people. Black people are in the front. They're using the black people as the shield. If y'all ever seen the movie 300, remember when they came to that spot with that little narrow passage, they had their shields up? That's what the people are. They're using black people as a shield because they want to be loud. They want to be seen. They want to get that paper. Because there's no way that no Democrat, if you for the people, that you should be mad about somebody who said they found waste and fraud. And if you don't believe that they didn't find waste and fraud, right, then why are you not proving that they didn't find it? All you saying is that it's not true, but you're not showing that it's not true. All it looks like is that y'all been getting paid. Y'all been getting that money. That's what it looked like. That's why y'all screaming and hollering against Trump. Again, making it a racial thing. And it's not a racial thing. Whoever become the president, if Kamala would have gotten in there, what y'all talking about? She couldn't, it don't matter. She would have been the president of everybody. She would have had to do certain things that will help everybody, not just certain people. Another thing, yo, stop with the corny shit about Trump in there trying to help his billionaire friends. What? How? With the way that the stock market is going up and down, the way that he putting the tariffs on, trying to bring the companies back over here to the United States so they can give more people more jobs, more opportunities, have it built in here. All them plants and all that shit they doing in China, they could do that shit here. Stop letting them lie to y'all. Check this out. China been so mad lately that they've been blowing the spot on all y'all with that corny-ass designer shit. So all of y'all running around here with that Louis and that Gucci and that Ferragamo and all that other corny shit that everybody goes so hard to have to make you feel like you somebody. How do y'all feel now knowing that y'all still wearing knockoffs? That all you got is some shit that somebody just got almost done and they just stamped a couple of things on it and then they sold it to y'all for thousands of dollars. Y'all done broke y'all neck and did all this other corny shit for all this Fendi and Louis and Chanel bags and all this other shit. And China just came out there and was like, all right, bet. We about to tell y'all the real then since they want to play with us. And then y'all talking about help the billionaire friend. Those are the billionaires. Those are the billionaires. The people who own the Gucci's, the Louis's, those are the billionaires, y'all. What are you talking about? Those are the billionaires. It don't seem like he helping them to me. If they losing money in the stock market, it don't look like it's helping them. It look like it's helping us because think about this. With the tariffs, first of all, it's going to bring manufacturing jobs back over here. So now all y'all out there can start doing other things like learning a trade. Now it's back to getting back to being an electrician, being a carpenter, being a plumber. Now it's back to that. Going to take your little 1-year, 2-year class or whatever it takes. I don't know how long it takes. But this is the time for y'all to do that. Become entrepreneurs. Y'all could get out here and get to it right now. Like getting ready for the storm coming in. How is that helping the billionaires? That's helping you. Within a matter of 2 years or so, you could be a millionaire because it's not a lot of plumbers out here no more. It's not. It's not a lot of people that they call. It's not a lot of people that's on HVAC like that. It's not. It's just not. So it's really no excuse for people to get out here and get to it. Now, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all looking at it from a totally different thing. Y'all allowing y'all emotions and allowing a bunch of emotional people who've been stealing from us be loud to try to get us distracted about them stealing. Because, look, man, I don't care. Like, I think it's corny that people was out here bombing Teslas. Yes, I do. But I do not feel like, yo, really, at the end of the day, that Pam Bondi and all these other people should be out here talking about how many people they arrested for tearing up Teslas. We don't give a fuck. Yo, get the people who was tearing up Teslas. We don't care about that. We want y'all to get the people that's been stealing, right, from the people. Because it's a lot of people who went to jail and did all of these other things because of so-called taxes that they owe. It's a lot of people right now who owe taxes, but they didn't get no hikes when it came down to inflation. When all these other things that was going on in the world, they didn't get no hikes. They didn't get no breaks. They didn't get no incentives. And then they still saying that you owe at the end of the year if you don't have mad kids or you don't have a business and all this other shit. Just to be a regular citizen out here, you got to give them almost 40% of your earnings, and they take that before you see anything, man. And then they've been stealing from you. And then we mad at the person that's finding out that they're stealing. And y'all mad and keep going about it as a racist way. That's why anything that come up between black and white people, people be so anxious to try to jump out there and make it be like everything racist. Like, no. And nobody, listen, if it's anything racist, we racist toward each other. Because there's no way that we should be like that, yo. We can't, like, if something did happen right now, the grid went out, what we going to do? We can't even be with each other to be able to support and help each other maintain and move around. Because that's how the discord is. It's not just separate between black and white people. It's separate between black and brown people as well, too. Because for some reason, they keep training us to be that way. And I'm saying this, right, to say, you know, regardless of what a person thinks out here, all right, there is a such thing as a true history of who we are. Now, if you don't want to start with the way that the school set y'all up and all that, it's fine. All you take is a little prick of your blood, you know, a little swab, and you can go ahead and start from there for you, not about what everybody else. Start from there from you and then start building the pieces. I mean, listen, I ain't trying to give y'all medical advice and none of that. I'm just saying that you don't have to guess. You don't have to let nobody tell you something that you don't know. Like, you don't have to. Right? And you don't have to be out here allowing somebody to make you feel inferior. Okay, so what? Everybody keep yelling white supremacy. Supreme over who? Yeah, they can make certain decisions, like I said before. Why? Because all we do is spend. We don't own nothing. We not in those places changing these laws and doing all these different things that we feel that we just be a victim to. If it ain't broke, don't fix it for them. So until we get in there to fix it, it's going to stay broke for us. So if you really complain it, then why you not in service? Like, why y'all not ready to go? Like, this is a thing, and I'm not saying y'all, like, I'm not down, but this is what this platform is for. This platform is to spark conversation. It should be all kind of people, you know, from any household that could be able to take these things right here and talk. Most of y'all ain't even talking to y'all children anyway. Y'all, they're in front of a tablet or in front of their, you know, all that other corny shit. Yo, y'all should be talking to them about this type of stuff, man. For real, because it's going to affect them in their life. Tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. Y'all keep hearing that. But it's all commodities and things coming in. We should be paying attention to that. We the one that paid the retail price for it once it hit the store. So why are we not paying attention to it before it get there? It's somebody who already done made millions of dollars off of the product before it even hit the grocery store. And you could be one of them people. All right, hamster wheel effect. Let's get off that. We got another comment real quick. It's the real show. Also, why are we all not discussing that kids these days, no matter what the walk of life they come from, have access to weapons so much, knives or guns? It doesn't matter. Weapons are everywhere. Why? And that's true. Weapons are everywhere. So, you know, and that's the thing that a lot of people are dealing with, because, you know, you just never know because of the environment that they come from and where they live at. You know, they feel like they got to protect themselves, and they feel like they got to protect themselves to the point where, you know, they're willing to protect themselves in that way, to just say. And I'm gonna be honest with you, it's the same thing. I'm like, I'm not playing with people out here either. I don't know why people feel like it's okay. That's why I personally lead with respect. Wherever I go, it don't matter. I'm gonna lead with respect. I'm gonna respect everybody there. I'm gonna respect the situation. I don't go into other people's houses demanding anything. I don't walk into people's houses without knocking. I don't go in refrigerators. I ask to use the bathroom in anybody's house I walk into. I ask to, do I need to take my shoes off? Unless I look at your carpet. Now, if your carpet nasty, I ain't asking you shit. Now, if you tell me, hey man, we gotta take our shoes off, I'm gonna be like, oh word. Once I say that, I'm gonna be like, yo, I bet. Well, listen, I'm gonna have to bounce because I'm not, you know, because that's a thing. Like, we gotta be respectful. Be respectful for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in people's houses like that. You get to their house and they saying, yo, you gotta take off your shoes, and you look at the carpet like, no, I'm not. Y'all bugging. You should have been said that. When did you start this rule? You started it today. You should have been starting it. That carpet's terrible, yo. Anyway, yeah, so let's get to it, because like I said, you know, all the things that go on with people in these communities, it be the people that look like you that'll hurt you the most. Because here's another story that was trending. You know, it's about a little pregnant girl, man. Pregnant girl. She they were supposedly having a baby shower for her. Her friends were supposedly throwing her a baby shower. All along, her friends were setting her up through the baby shower to get jumped by some other girls. So it was her own so-called friends that set her up. Not only did they jump the girl, they jumped her to the point where they made her lose her baby. Now, when you get to the point where you having baby showers, it's not so, you know, it's that mean that, you know, soon, the baby will be here soon, right? It's not like it's the beginning of the pregnancy whenever you're having baby showers. You're having baby showers toward the end of the pregnancy, right? So at that particular moment, and this is what I mean, right? It be the ones that look like you that'll hurt you worse. So listen, white people, let me be honest with y'all, or whatever you call yourself, man. Listen, I can't speak for all black people, but let me just speak for people who think like me. We not stressing that shit that y'all talking about. We not walking around here in the mindset of everything being racist. We don't care about that. We understand what we gotta do. We understand everything that it's gonna take for us to be successful and be the people that we wanna be and be able to pass it down to our generations after us. We know exactly what it is, all right? So you can't group all of us in the situation. And if you gonna be that ignorant to the point where you don't understand perspective because a person don't look like you means that they can't say certain things from a perspective, then go ahead. I don't care. Like, because we talk about it all on Spark a Conversation. I don't care what it is. I don't care who you are, what the color you are, what you is. If you doing something that's foul, we gonna talk about you. If we as a people are saying that this is foul, even if it's on us, it's foul. Yes, it's foul that we hate each other the way we do. Yes, it's foul that I could be from where I'm from and I can't go to any hood in America because they share the same similar situation that I share on how we had to get to this point. But we should be able to go anywhere, but we can't, because you go somewhere, the people that when you get there that look like you, they be ready to do something to you just because they don't recognize you. And that's the foul shit, you know what I'm saying? So no, that was corny. That little girl probably trusted her friends, man. Not even just, probably, she thinking about it, right? A baby shower, because people need stuff for the babies. Like, I think a lot of women, when baby showers come up, when they get ready to drop that load, they kind of just take a load off of them, right? That they can, they don't have to worry about that one part. Is that, listen, I know I'm going to have to buy Mad Pampers and formula and all this other shit going forward, but at least when I first get home and all that other stuff, I don't have to worry about none of that. I got baby wife, you know, because people go through that, and that's the whole reason why. So for her to get stomped out by her friends like that and make her lose that baby, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit is foul. And that's what I mean. Like, we don't even take into consideration our own. We don't even take into consideration the life that. And you know what? That's crazy. And because of all this rhetoric that's going on out there where people are saying, oh, the baby ain't really a human, or it ain't even a baby until it's born, and all that other shit that's going on the Democratic side, where that's the point that they're trying to make when it comes down to abortion. right? Because some people agree that they could, a woman could abort the baby up until the day before. Like, this is the rhetoric that's going on. You got people who say, nah, they don't care. They ain't no real baby. They ain't no human. And they went out there and stomped little mama out like that. And that's crazy, man. That's super foul, yo. I'm telling y'all, man, it's crazy. And it leads me to another thing, because let's think about this, y'all. All right, so there's a guy. Let me make sure I get his name right. All right. So Ibrahim Ray of Burkina Faso in Africa, right? All right, so this guy has been in leadership for a while. Do you know that this dude has survived over 20 assassination attempts? Can you believe that, y'all? Like, the people around him then try to take him out 20 different times, and he survived every last one of them. Now, I want y'all to know something, man, about certain things, man, when they say we as a people, we go through the most stuff. And I don't believe, you know, and like I said, Africa is Africa, and we over here, you know. But, you know, people like to compare it just because of, you know, just because of our skin tone and all that other stuff when it comes down to things. So, you know, it's only right to talk about this. When I tell you that the number one fear for us is not the people who don't look like us, you know what I'm saying? We know policies are set up against us if we get caught out there in that legal space and all that other shit. But we understand, like, yo, no. We got to fix what's broken inside of our own little family before we could be sitting up here worried about what another race of people feels about us. We really don't have no concern about that. I feel like anybody that's racist, that's white, look, just do us a favor. Just tell us. We won't spend our money there. We won't fuck with y'all. Just say it. That's all you got to do. Like, we at the point now where it don't matter. You can be who you want to be. That's how you feel. You feel that way. You don't like black people. You don't like Hispanics. You don't like Asian. Who you don't, what you don't like. You don't like that? I bet. So listen, we don't fuck with y'all. That's it. Respectfully. And keep it moving. Nobody don't got to lose their life because of what you don't like. We don't care about what you don't like. It's a lot of things that we don't like. And I don't care. Shit. I don't like liver. So, you know, what the fuck? I don't mean that you can't eat it because you love it. Like, who cares? All right? But 20 assassination attempts, and you got to be kidding me. Right? And the guy's still moving forward. So on top of everything that's going on out there, right, let's just put it to you like this. That's why I say another thing about why I feel like we should be all We should be able to get along way better than we are, y'all. Right? We got to. Because let's think about this. There has been a reporting coming out this week about, you know, all the three-letter, not all of them, but a few of the three-letter agencies that we all know that we've grown to love, right? The FBI, the DEA, and the ATF. Do y'all know the Department of DOGE has found out through their investigations that between those three agencies alone, that they paid out over $548 million to informants? Now, let me just say something about that, you know, because this is for all my street people, right? This is for all my people out here that really still keep glorifying the streets, the people who still feel like they're doing something in a way where nobody knows. All the people who feel like, you know what I'm saying, like this street life thing is a thing that we have to live because of what we look like, right? That we don't look around and look at our neighborhoods and see all the opportunities for us to make way more money in the neighborhoods with everything that's in the neighborhood versus us having to help destroy the neighborhood by being, you know, in the drug trade or whatever that scenario is that causes your neighborhood to be considered a ghetto to the point where, you know, it's a lot of murders going on, a lot of, you know, rapes going on. It's a lot of, you know, pedophilia going on, you know what I mean? And all this other shit that go on in these places. Because $548 million, that's a lot of money. Just imagine how many people that right now who think they a boss or think they a kingpin or think they a whatever, that somebody right now in law enforcement know all your business. And when the time is right, they gonna just bong, bong, bong. Because $548 million to informants, Are you crazy? Do you know how much of that would they probably was able? Think about how many informants that is, though. Like, let's be honest. Because, look, they could give a person a little $1,000 here, a little $1,500 there. They ain't like they giving out $1 million to these cats. They giving them out. They paying them as information come in, y'all. Think about that. But the fact that it added up between three agencies, $548 million. Like, listen, y'all. That's a half a billion that was paid to informants, yo. So that's what I'm saying. They know who you are out there, yo. Don't get it twisted, yo. The people that are around you, you in the street culture and you in this, you know what I'm saying, that type of lane, you in that vibe, yo. I'm telling you, I don't understand in 2025 why there are still people in the drug trade. I just do not understand where there's people still in that whole lifestyle where they're robbing people. With all of these things, because listen, even the people who are the stick up kids, the people who are the drug traffickers, listen, they know who you are. They know who you are. $548 million, you can trust. You can bet your bottom dollar they know who you are. I don't care how secret you think you are. I don't care. It don't matter. If you're doing any type of business where you're making serious money, they know who you are. And just so you know. So all the rappers out here, all these rappers out here that's talking all this craziness, that's why y'all all, this is the thing. And this is another reason why what's happening with Dirk and all these other people. Why? Because these are informants. These are people who are telling. They get paid to tell. Because being in this particular lifestyle means that you'll do just about almost anything for money. And that's the saddest part about it. Like, whenever you in that type of mentality, you'll do certain things for money and your freedom. You know what I mean? You know how many men out here claim they ain't in love? Like, they don't love their woman and they ain't in love. But the first thing they think about when they get jammed up is another nigga jumping up and down on their woman. They'll tell in a heartbeat just to keep that from happening. Trust me. Don't get it twisted. Don't think people won't do what they need to do if they feel like they ain't going to be home. They're going to tell it. And see, that's just somebody who is in it with you that's trying to use leverage not to get as much as you. But the people who are around you that's getting paid, like when they jam these people up, they put them on the payroll right then and there. Like, listen, yo, we know who you are. We know you ain't really shit, but you going to do this for us. And they be doing it, and y'all don't know because it's so many people that want to feel like a boss. They always want somebody working for them. And that's the saddest part about what's going on. Where even with the tariffs and the major companies, they don't give a fuck. They done had trillions of dollars in profit because they've been able to offshore a lot of their services and the jobs and all that to cheap labor and not having the things here. And y'all are, and we sitting up here being upset because now they got to pay their fair share. Like, y'all keep saying they want to tax. They got to tax the billionaires. Well, if you look at the tax code and the way that's set up, you're not going to catch them that way. So what's the best way to get them to pay? Oh, right. Make them bring jobs back over here instead of going over there paying some people 50 cents an hour. Get them back over here. Put that $20 an hour out there. You make trillions of dollars a year. This is mad companies, y'all. Adidas, all these places, man. China done dropped the, yo, China done put them on blast, yo. So that's just a fact. China done put it out there. So, you know, that's why TikTok might really get banned now, but it might not, because even with Trump, we don't know. Like, he's so unpredictable. He probably is okay with that. Why? Because what happens is this. Whenever we order from over there, guess what happens? The UPS and all that, the American companies, they gotta, even if we order directly from the suppliers over there, right? For all y'all that like them Chanel bags and stuff, if y'all buy another Chanel bag out of a department store, after all this information, you are bananas. If you buy another Gucci belt, if you buy another Ferragamo belt, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a rapper. I don't care who you are. If you buy another one, and you, That's crazy. At this particular point, everybody, you need to have your own brand right now, because that's what it's about. You crazy. If you up here, where you crazy? If you going to any of these stores and buying all that shit need to be on discount, ready to move. Because if not, then you know, they saying you could go right to them. What kind of bag you want? This one? Oh, yeah, come on. I got the same bag. What you just need? You just want the C's on there? Because I got the Chanel bag. I got the bag. We got the bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want the logo or do you want the bag? Like, what you like? You just want everybody to see that you got a Chanel bag, or do you want the bag because you like the way the bag look and it happened to be a Chanel bag? What is it? Because if it's one or the other, if you like the way the bag look, then we got the bag. So what y'all doing? So at this point, that shit is over with. It's a dub for that. And if it ain't, then, you know, all right, whatever, y'all. But it's a dub for that. But that's my point about everything that's going on. All these things should only make us pay attention. It should only allow us to kind of look at it from outside the box. Right? Let me get this other comment out, because it's the real show. The real show is like, people cannot think outside of the left versus right argument. You must be on one side or the other. There's no middle anymore. The sad part is that people have accepted that, which is all by design, which is a big fact. People don't know how to think in the middle. And that's what I feel like is my thing. I'm thinking in the middle. You know, I'm not on either side. I'm in the middle. I'm like, I bet. Y'all don't find all this race and fraud? My question is, when does it come back down to the people? Okay, bet. These are the things that's going on with the tariffs. All right, now bet. We need to learn how to trade in the market now. Now all the people that got some type of technical analysis about themselves skills, we need to go ahead and start trading in the market. And then for other people, we need to start investing in the market. And then for other people, we need to start paying attention to what's coming here. And then figure out where we could get in and create an industry. We should be able to really start sitting up here looking at it from that perspective and making a shade. There's no way. Like, yo, it's no way. It's no way. There's no way that we should be all coming together to go party or whatever when you got friends and all these other people and y'all can't come together and buy no land. Y'all can't come together and get, like, this is what I'm saying. This is what we need to be on, y'all. And I say we need to. Which I got to be careful with my words, because, you know, it's a thing. Like, I'm trying to tell people what they need to do, and I'm really not. And I guess in this position of having this platform, you know, I don't ever want to seem like I got it all or I know it all. But what I will say is that I'm not going to tell somebody something that I'm not doing myself. And for the people that know me personally, they know that. If I'm talking about land, if I'm talking about ownership, if I'm talking about investing, it's because I'm already doing it. Not because I'm saying something that other people should do and I'm not. That ain't how I get down. So, you know, I hope, you know, a lot of us really just get into it, right? Like, we pay attention. Stop falling for the psyop. All that black versus white shit is corny. Get over that. Get off it. Let's pay attention, because they're still playing us. Just like this whole so-called, all these women, these celebrity women were supposed to have gone up in space and did all this other shit. Man, stop playing with us, y'all. They're still playing with us about this whole thing. And it's like, why? Why are you trying to distract us? Like, why? That's not important about them going into outer space, even though they did not go. Like, how? And I heard Jess Hilaria say this too. She made a great point. You know, listen, how they just go up and out of space and come back the same day, but then they had people up there stuck for like 8-9 months. Why they couldn't go up there and get them? You know what I'm saying? Before that. Word. So that's what I'm saying. Like, all this is bullshit, yo. And then we just, you know, people up here, oh, they cheering. Oh, Gayle King and Katy Perry and all these other people up here acting like they really went into space and all this other corny shit. And it's like, yo, why? We don't care about that. Right now, we're trying to figure out which direction the country is going into. Right now, we're trying to undo what's already been done. Right now, for most of us, from what I'm thinking, most of us, we getting ready to get to it. We don't care nothing about what Jeff Bezos got going on, talking about them going into space. We don't care about that shit. I'm just being honest with y'all. It has nothing to do with whether they experience it or not. Whatever, man. No, Come on, yo. If that's the case, they would have been back to the moon. If that's the case, they'd have done that shit. And for me, just help me out. I'm just being honest. I should have just asked ChatGPT, but I want to know where they built the space station at. Like, did they build it in outer space or did they build it here? Because if they built it here, how the hell they get it up in outer space? And it's just floating around out there in the atmosphere. I don't know, but just help me out, y'all. You know what I mean? And was the astronauts that got stuck up there because they was going up there to refuel it? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. They ain't going to tell us that, but I really don't know. But the shit don't make sense to me. And if it makes sense to you, fine. Right? But it don't make sense to me. And I'm okay with saying that. Right? But look, y'all, just let's do this, man. Right? Let's just try to pay more attention to what the real, whatever the behind the scene is. Not what they're trying to show us. If we know that they're distracting us with this fake outer space thing, if you know they're trying to make things racial, is out of all the things that happened this year, they're putting that out there about because it's a black versus white type of thing. Let's stop falling for the corny shit, y'all. Let's stop, right? Let's get to it. Yo, y'all not in war? Get rid of these income taxes. What's going on in these states? Yo, listen, it ain't a privilege to live in this state. Yo, we shouldn't be paying no state income tax and then pay property taxes and all this other shit. Get rid of that shit, yo. If y'all really for the people, make it about the people. Because the more that we got, the more that we going to help stimulate the economy, the more that we going to give to those companies that we like to spend at, it's more for them. Why keep us down and for us not to have nothing just so you can have more when we the ones that's the consumers? We need to consume the goods that y'all create. So what? Anyway, like I said, man, I'm about to get out of here, but all I want y'all to do, man, I want y'all to do me a favor, man. I want y'all to make sure y'all lock in, right? Y'all come jump on here each and every week with me, okay? I do have guests most of the time, and then when it's nights like this, I just want to come in here and get it, you know, get it popping a little bit. Talk to the people a little bit, and for those of y'all that jumped in the comments, thank y'all. It's a couple of other people that jumped in the comments that's trying to sell me Spotify and Apple Podcast services. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that service. You up here in my comments trying to make me reply to you while I'm live. Like, why? And that's another thing. Even if somebody wanted to do business with you, because you're so pushy and disrespectful, nobody is doing that. You up here talking about, please reply to my message. No, I'm on live. Why would I reply to your message? But anyway, sir, no, thank you. I don't need your service, okay? I'm going to do this the right way. And I understand there's a way that people could cheat the system. That's cool. I don't need to cheat. My audience is here. My audience is building, and everything that's meant for me is for me. There's nobody that's going to stop me from getting to where I'm supposed to be. And at least I know on Sparking Conversation here, we authentic, and all the people I bring up here, I mean, from me to them, from what they say to me, they love it because it's an outlet for them to have a real conversation without being judged. And with that being said, I want y'all to make sure y'all join me next week, because I have a psychic coming on next week, and it's going to be a very interesting conversation, because I want to know what's going on in the world and what makes a person a psychic and how they know. Because we get at how, you know, MK Ultra and all these other so-called programs that they were using against people who were gifted or had certain gifts, we know that they was exploiting them for a long time, right? You know, having people be able to remote view and things like that. This is all a gift. And so we're going to talk about this, all right? Because, you know, sometimes it's not good to let people know you're an X-Man, right? So this is what it is. But anyway, thank you all for joining. Thank you all for the comments and all of the reactions tonight. Thank y'all for joining me each and every week like y'all do. And I hope y'all continue to join me, right? I hope y'all continue to come out here for a little hour or so. And let's get some information in and let's talk to the people, all right? But just know, Sparking Conversation is going places, y'all. We are moving and we are moving forward. I know it looks like what it looks like at the moment, but remember, we all have to start from somewhere. So definitely thank all of you guys for sticking around with me. This is episode 125. We are very consistent. And we're going to keep on pushing. Season 3 in the building. This is your boy, Rob One. And what I need y'all to do, like I say each and every week, I want y'all to do one thing for me. Just make sure you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in you, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.